after meeting, I went home and I asked the Lord. I always like to open up with an illustration, and I didn't have one. And I asked the Lord right before I fell asleep last night, I said, "Lord, I need an illustration. Could you give me one between now and in the morning?" And he did. He allowed something to happen. We're talking about spiritual battles. We're talking about facing the giant victoriously. This morning I woke up, and before I tell you what happened, I'll just share this. That I remember years ago when I lived in Danville, Illinois, we had a young people's conference, and we were going to talk about the enemy. And we were going to talk about Ephesians 6, and we were going to talk about warfare. And it turned out that there was a good number of young people coming, and then all of a sudden, one by one, carload by carload, they started petering out. And pretty soon we were down to just a handful of young people. And then I get a call from Brother Gordon Bennett, who was going to be our speaker for the weekend, to talk about the enemy. And he said, "Tim, you'll never guess what happened." And I said, "What, you're not coming?" And he said, "No, worse than that." I said, "Worse? What's worse than not having your speaker show up?" And he said, "My car got on fire in the door panel." And so I thought of that this morning. And I said, "Lord, I'm glad nothing like that happened to me." But we're talking about spiritual battles. And last night as I closed my eyes and asking the Lord as before I went to sleep, "I need that illustration, Lord." This morning I woke up and I thought, well, you know what? I'll just run through the slide presentation very quickly and just run through it. As I was running through it, first of all, I put the thumb drive in, and the computer said that the thumb drive wouldn't work. Something happened to the thumb drive. I said, "Well, isn't that interesting?" So I said, "No problem. I've got it on the main computer." So I downloaded it on a different thumb drive. And then as I went through, all the animation was gone. And I said, "Hmm." And so here's me getting a little frustrated. Okay, more than a little. And my wife said, "Don't you think maybe we should pray?" It's the woman thou gavest me. How good to have a woman that the Lord gives you to, you know what, guys? You guys that are looking for wives, perhaps, there's nothing like finding a wife in the Lord. Amen? There's nothing like it. To be able to find somebody that says, "You know what, let's take this to the Lord." And we did. So I want you to know that the enemy is defeated, but he's still on the prowl. And he's still trying to frustrate the things of God. But greater is he, as we've already had it this morning, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And I think also I learned not to ask for illustrations. But turn with me, if you would, to 1 Samuel chapter 16. 1 Samuel chapter 16, really chapter 17 to begin with. 1 Samuel chapter 17. We're going to be looking this weekend at the thought of spiritual warfare. And we've titled the weekend Facing Your Giants Victoriously. And the whole concept is really spiritual warfare. Now, there's two sides when we look at 1 Samuel chapter 17, there's two sides that we can look at this with. The first side is that we look at it as David as a picture of Christ. And that's what we want to see. We want to see David as a picture of Christ. And then in the second lecture this morning, we're going to look at conquering faith. But first of all, I want to just outline something to us when we think about, maybe, point it up. Okay, I think it's working. Okay, you take it. Good idea. Okay, as we go to one more slide there, we're going to look at David's many giants. And there's actually five giants mentioned connected to David. And I don't know if you've ever seen that. Normally we just think of the one. And we're actually going to give a sixth one. We're going to be looking at six giants that David was confronted with. David's giants, as Amen, takes us to the next slide, or the next point here. David's, in fact, you can just put them all up there. That'd be fine. Goliath, of course, is the giant that David conquered. And that's this morning's lecture, the giant that David conquered. And there we have a picture of the Lord Jesus defeating the adversary, Satan. Goliath is a picture of Satan. And he's a picture of how David, the Lord Jesus, the true David, defeated Goliath. The second giant that we're going to call a giant is Bathsheba. Not so much Bathsheba as a person, but the lust that David had for Bathsheba. And we're going to see that really as a picture of the flesh. As a picture of the flesh. And this is the giant that conquered David. This is the giant that conquered David. And this is the giant that conquers many believers today. The flesh. The flesh surfaces in many different ways in our lives. But what we need to ask ourselves is, are we reckoning ourselves dead? Are we considering that flesh having died with Christ? We'll look at that in one of the sessions today. Now, the third giant that's mentioned in Scripture will be the last one that we look at today, and that is Ishbi-Benoth. And his name actually means one who dwells in the city of Nob. Now, Nob means an empty city. So there is a picture that there's no satisfaction in the city. And there we want to see that giant as a picture of the world. So we've got the world, the flesh, and the devil, right there, the three enemies of the believer. And we want to look at that this today as we're together. But also we'll mention in the last session today, we'll mention Saph. Saph is a picture based on his name. He is a picture of hypocrisy and double-mindedness. He's a picture of somebody sitting on the fence. And we'll mention that briefly this afternoon. And then Lama, whose name is really a picture of complacency, just kind of lukewarmness. And that's a giant that David needed help, or others came in and defeated this giant. And then we have this six-fingered giant, six-toed giant, which is a picture of greed and a lack of contentment and always wanting more. Six fingers and six toes. Picture of greed. And so we'll kind of mention those. And then as Emad takes us to the next slide here, Christ's victory at Calvary. Now we want to just stop here for a moment. We want to read, and I just want to turn